Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Robert L. Lasso, L-A-S-S-O. Address is P.O. Box 2334, Paradise, California, 95967, 530-228-4776. ID is XXX-XX-4838, date of birth 4/21/1946, 77-year-old, married, retired, Ace Hardware Sales. His insurance is Medicare / AARP / Mutual of Omaha. Pharmacy is Walgreens in Paradise. The clinical indication is history of symptoms of cognitive decline. Clinical indication, today he reports difficulty in short-term recollection with some difficulty in long-term recollection as well. Subparagraph. He is being provided with a NIH quality of life questionnaires to complete in return for a more complete assessment of his current capacity. New paragraph. Past medical history. He reports a history of symptoms of arthritis, migraine headaches, dyslipidemia, measles, cataracts, hernia. New paragraph. Allergies none reported. Systematic review of symptoms. General, he reports symptoms of depression, headaches, forgetfulness, dysomnia with loss of sleep. Parenthesis, he has CPAP in parenthesis. EENT, he wears eyeglasses. He reports impaired hearing and a history of nosebleeds. Endocrine, a change in his hair growth. Pulmonary, he denied symptoms, cardiovascular, He reported a history of a heart murmur and hypertension. Gastrointestinal, he reports symptoms of flatulence, heartburn, and indigestion. New paragraph. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, no symptoms reported. Locomotor, musculoskeletal, he reports some difficulty with walking and weakness in his muscles and joints. Male genitourinary, he's up once at night to void. He stands 5 feet 5 inches and weighs 115 pounds. He denied other symptoms. Sexual function. No disorders are reported. He denied exposures to transmissible disease and serious sexually transmitted infections. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Mental health, he describes symptoms of feeling depressed, trouble sleeping at times, panic when stressed, for which he has seen a counselor, stress being a problem for him. Neuropsychiatric, he has never been counseled or received psychiatric evaluation or care. There's no history of fainting or seizures. Or paralysis. Personal safety. He has some hearing reported loss. He does not live alone. He denied having frequent falls. He's not obtained an advance directive. He did not indicate the need to complete one. New paragraph. He did not indicate any symptoms of exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse, period. Personal and family health history. His father died at age 73 with prostate cancer. His mother died at the age of 80 from natural causes. He had one sibling, age 35, who died from a cerebral aneurysm. His wife, age 72, is in good health. New paragraph, he reported a family history of arthritis and cancer. He denied a family history of asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph, education. He completed college in 1968. Social history and health habits. He is married. He's taken alcohol in the past. There's no history of tobacco use or abuse. No history of the use of recreational substances. He lives with his wife. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph. Occupational concerns. In his work activity, he performs heavy lifting. He claims exposures to dust, fumes, and solvents. He works part-time in sales. But has lost no time from work by his report. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. He has a previous history of fractures. No concussion or loss of consciousness. He has a history of previous illness, an injury, a torn rotator cuff that required surgery in 2015. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports a change in his sense of smell and taste, chronic fatigue, reduced concentration, loss of hearing, loss of memory, head. He denied neuralgia but reported intermittent headaches without loss of consciousness or mental status changes and no similar family history. New paragraph, neck. He denied symptoms, upper back and arms. He reported muscle spasm in his legs, but no other symptoms. Middle back. He denied symptoms, low back. He reported weakness in his legs. New paragraph, shoulders. He denied symptoms, elbows, he denied symptoms, wrists. He denied symptoms, ankles, he denied symptoms, feet, he denied symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of systems was otherwise reported to be unremarkable except for memory impairment, which has been advancing in the last 2 years by his wife's report. New paragraph, he has a history of CPAP therapy, but at this time does not report ongoing weakness. New paragraph, neurological examination, mental status. Robert Lasso today appears to have a relatively normal neurological examination. New paragraph. He has some sketchy memory to testing. Subparagraph. The NIH quality of life questionnaires will be completed for a more clear assessment of his capacity. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. Deep tendon reflexes are also preserved. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes was not remarkable. New paragraph, motor examination demonstrates normal paralleling bulk tone and strength without tremor. Cerebellar and extrapyramidal testing discloses no inducible neuromusculoskeletal resistance or cogwheeling. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination is otherwise fluid and non-ataxic. Romberg's test would be unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Robert Lasso presents with a history of recent and progressive cognitive decline. New paragraph, he is being scheduled for the high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging study. He will complete the NIH quality of life questionnaires. New paragraph, laboratory testing for dementia and dementia-related disorders will be obtained. New paragraph, I'm seeing him for... New paragraph, we will obtain the data information on his CPAP therapy. regarding his diagnostic evaluation, treatment, and current success in CPAP therapy as necessary. New paragraph. We had an extended discussion today about the diagnostic evaluation of dementia. New paragraph. I've scheduled him for reevaluation. Period. I'll send a follow-up report with his results.